Okay, the Boisai. Today's daf is daf mem, and we are holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud. You'll see where there's a small little aleph in the parentheses, one line below that, where it says in the Gemara, Taima the lulav bar shishis ha'nichnas l'shviyas. What is this all about? So you'll recall that yesterday we had a beautiful Mishnah back on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. And this Mishnah is talking about what's going to happen in another few weeks from now. That a person buys a lulav mechaveiroi b'shvias. It's going to be Shmita year, as we all know, on Rosh Hashanah. And the person is buying a lulav. Now the problem is, you're not allowed to do schoira with any products, any produce of the Shmita year. And he has to go and get an esrig too. He cannot pay for the esrig, because the esrig is going to cost, said the Gemara, more than 3 seudais. And therefore, if you're going to go and pay the seller of the esrig the amount that the esrig should cost, you're going to enrich him, and we have the problem of the achla v'loy l'schayr. That's what the Gemara said. So therefore, says our Mishnah, the lulav socher should not charge for the esrig, but rather he should give the esrig as a present to the person who's buying the lulav. And then the Gemara said, what happens if he's not in the mood of giving presents? So then he's mavliyah to make esrig belulav. So if normally the esrig would have cost $50, he should go and charge for the if the lulav would have cost $50, he should charge for the lulav $100 or $150 and give him a free esrig together with the lulav. That's what we learn in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara asks, one second, why are you all concerned about the esrig? Why aren't you concerned about the lulav? After all, you're buying a lulav in Shmita year. The identical issue exists with a lulav as you have for the esrig. That was the Gemara's kasha yesterday on Lamedes Amud Beis. The Gemara said there's a fundamental difference between an esrig and a lulav. And we're talking about, like this year, we're shishis hanichnas l'shvias. In other words, this year before Rosh Hashanah, it's still year number 6. And Mi'at Hashem, in another few weeks, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, and it's going to be year number 7. And we're assuming that both the lulav and the esrig were cut during the short period of time between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. So, Morris said yesterday, there's a difference between all ilonois, all trees, and the esrig tree. And what is that? That all other trees, you go baser chanota. Chanota means the time that the fruit is nurtured and grows. And therefore, when you're talking about any fruit of any tree other than the esrig, if it's a fruit that grew throughout the 6th year, and now you're plucking it and cutting it in the 7th year, it does not have a din of Shemitah produce, it has a din of Shishis of the 6th year, because you go Basar Chanot. Masha Enkin, the Gabi, the Esrig, that's special! Because Esrig is Godel Al Kol Moyim, it has the same din as Yerek, and therefore you go Basar the Lakita. So therefore, if you cut the Esrig after Rosh Hashanah, it's a Shmita Esrig. Oyoyoy, Le'achav Lavloy Leschayra. So you buy it together with a lulav, which was cut on the same day, at the same time. But since it has the status of a shishis lulav, not a shvias lulav, it can be mavliya, go and increase the price for the lulav to include the price for the esrig. That's how we concluded yesterday's Gemara. And now the Gemara is asking a very obvious question, and we touched on it yesterday, and that is, if you were selling an esrig together with an apple or an orange or another fruit, I can see what you're telling me, that this fruit is a shishis fruit, because you go basar chanota, and the esrig is a shvias fruit, because you go basar lakita, and that makes sense. But after all, the shishis product that we're talking about up here is a lulav. A lulav is not a fruit. You cannot eat a lulav. And as the Gemara says, a lulav has the same status, l'choyra, just like a piece of wood. Wood, l'choyra, there is no din of Shemitah. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Frank the Gemara. Taima the lulav bar shishis ha'nichnas l'shviyasu. The reason why you said that you're not concerned about the fact that this lulav is a Shemitah product, and you have a problem of li'achal of loy l'schoyra, you said because although the lulav was cut in the seventh year. It has the legal status of a sixth year lulav because it grew and nurtured throughout the sixth year. Izach mashma, chodeshvias, what would happen if you had, in fact, a lulav that grew in the seventh year, i.e., this will be a problem l'choira next year, even if you cut it in the eighth year, which is really the first year of the new cycle, isn't it a shmita lulav? It sounds like Kodesh Shvi'is Kodesh. It would have the Kedusha, and you'd have the same concern that you're buying produce of, and the person who's selling is selling the produce of shmita, and it says, v'ochlo v'loy l'schoira. That's what it sounds like. Frank, what am I? Eitzim Yalmuhu. Shouldn't the lulav only have a din of just an eitz as a piece of wood? The eitzim ain ben mishim kedusha shvias. And I'm going to show you now from a brisa that eitzim don't have a din of kedusha shvias, and therefore you're allowed to go and sell them, and there's no din of biur. It doesn't have a shmita, it doesn't affect it. Just like if you happen to be a furniture salesman, you sell furniture. Or if you sell pens and pencils during shmita. Nothing wrong with that. There's no hilchos shmita that applies because it's not fruits and vegetables and foods. These are this is a piece of wood. So furniture is also a piece of wood. I can sell chairs and tables in shmita. There's no problem. How do I know that eitzim do not have kedusha shvias? Tisanya will under the brice. It says it's not, but it's really tisanya. Al ikonami al egifanim shigovavon lechoiva al pnei asodem. Alim, of course, are leaves. Konim are reeds. Gifanim, gefen, that's a vineyard. And ale, these are leaves that come from the vines, from the vineyard. Shigavavan, that a person collected them. L'choiva, Rashi says, l'choiva means l'machbe. L'machbe means to put away in storage. Alpanei asada, he collected them from his entire field and he put it into that storage bin. Or that shed. So now it depends. L'ochten l'achila, if the reason why he collected them together was for eating, yesh ben mishum kedusha shvias, then it has a din of kedusha shvias, and so therefore, if you want to go and sell it, you'd have a din of li'achlo v'loy v'schoyre. You could only buy small quantities, as well as there would be a din of biur, that at some point you're going to have to, if you have an excess of these alim, you're going to have to be mavire them because you're not allowed to hold on to them forever. But that's if lachtan l'achila. Now, who eats ale konim and ale gefanim? Says Rashi, it's machel behema. Although human beings don't eat that those types of foods, but nevertheless, animals eat it. So it has a din of achila. Today, perhaps, because people's culinary treats and delights and tastes are different, maybe it would be. Why is he? Go to a fancy chasana, they go out.
Great pleases.
I'm not surprised, you know. Years ago, you came to fancy chasana, you got a good piece of fish, you got a good piece of kugel, whatever, and now you go and get these leaves, and it's delicious, of course. Anyway, so look to l'achila, yesh mehen mishem kedusha shvias, it does have a din of shmita, but look to l'eitzim, the reason why you collect together these leaves is because after they dry out, you want to use them for eitzim, in other words, for fuel, to light up your furnace or your fireplace, whatever. Amen, mishem kedusha shvias, so you see that there is no kedusha shmita by eitzim, so l'chayr, the same thing should apply to the lulav. Everything more shiny, awesome. You have a crushing. Husik lechem liachla, lechem dumi deliachla. Ma misha anosim birure shava yotzan etim shanosim achar biura. What is the Gemara telling us? You have in the same pasuk the words lechem and liachla. In fact, we have the Torah Or Hashalem, where it says v'hoyse shabbos oretz. Shabbos oretz means the shmita year. Lechem for you, leachla to eat, lechol avtok lamasecha v'schicha l'sheshavcha hagorem imach. We're going to see in the Gemara in another few lines that there's going to be a major machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi. Legabe how we understand this pasuk, the Gemara fields, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, that there's a little bit of a tension between the words lechem and liachla. Because lechem sounds like lechem lechol tzorcheichem, for anything and for everything. Shmita year, it's all, everything. Lechem, for you, whatever you want. Then liachla sounds very restrained, very limited, only for achila. So make up your mind. Is the Shemitah Lechem for all of your needs, or is Le'achla only for eating? And so therefore, look at the Gemara. Shani Hasim Diyama Kro Lechem Liyachla Lechem Dum Yedun Yelachla. We make a hekish and we say that the Lechem is similar to Liyachla. Mishan Asi Ubi Ure Shove Yotsu Eitzim Shana Asim Achar Bi Ure. When did the Torah allow you to have Hanoah from Peder Shemitah if it's similar to Achila? What means similar to Achila? When a person is eating something, at the same time that he's eating, two things are being accomplished. Number one, he's having hanoah, he's eating it. That's why people buy and eat all different types of foods, whether they happen to be pizza, or sushi, or kegel, or ice cream. They're having hanoah. And at the very same time, the bi'urah, he's consuming that item. Because by the time he's finished eating, not only does he have hanoah, but the item no longer exists. Because bi'urah, he has consumed it. And therefore it has to be anything similar to that, where the hanoah, the pleasure, and the consumption are simultaneous, contemporaneous. Mashenkin Eitzim Hanoasan Achabiran. When do you get the hanoah from the Eitzim? Rashi says only after they become charcoal. Because when they become charcoal, then you can go and use it for instance, baking or cooking. Presumably the same thing would apply also to a person who's warming up his fireplace, that the real heat only starts coming out after a large portion of the Eitzim have already been consumed. Because at the first moment when you start lighting the Eitzim, you are consuming them, but you don't have the hanoah yet. The hanoah is only when it's flakit, when it's a big fire, and it gives you a tremendous hanoah. That being the case, Eitzim, says the Gemara, is not similar to Achila, and therefore only things which are similar to Achila, that Mishas, Hanoah, and Bior, it all takes place simultaneously, says the Torah. Yeah, that has a din of Shemitah produce. Mashenkin Eitzim, with Hanoah, is Achabiura, exempt from Hilchois Shemitah. What does it have to do with us? Explains Rashi. That of course when we buy lulavim on for sukkahs, there is no biur there. The same lulav exists after yontif as it did before yontif. However, most people throughout the year when they buy a lulav, they don't buy it for sukkahs. By the time it got sukkahs, it would be a yovish, it would be pasul. However, most people buy a lulav for brooms. Now, of course, nowadays, they make brooms, I believe, out of synthetic materials. That is, the brushes at the bottom of the broom. The handle of the broom, of course, is made typically out of wood, sometimes out of metal. However, down below, the brush is usually made out of something synthetic. However, in the times of Chazal, they used to go and manufacture brooms from lulavim leaves. Lulavim leaves, we don't mean the lulavim leaves when we buy the lulav. When you buy the lulav, the leaves are all attached to the spine of the lulav. But we mean that if you leave them on the tree for an extra 6 months or a year or 2 years, they eventually spread out. And when they spread out, they're very convenient for going and sweeping things, especially under the covers that nobody should see. Anyway, so there, says Rashi, bi'uroi, the hana'asoi shava. Hana'asoi bi'uroi shava. Because at the very time that you are sweeping, the leaves get a little bit mekolko. Of course, if it would be an only one-time broom, nobody would buy it. But over time, as you keep on using this broom, for a week, for a month, for a few months, whatever, eventually all of the brush on the bottom of this broom will all fall away. So therefore it's considered to be Hani Osei Ubi Uray Shav. That's what Agamar is telling us. The reason why Lulav, we said, has to be talking about a situation where it was a Shishis Lulav, that it grew in Shishis, although it was cut in Shvias, and that's why it doesn't have a din of Shemitah, it has a din of Shishis. Limute, but what happens if you had a lulav that grew in Shemitah year? It would have Kedushas Shemitah. Why would it have Kedushas Shemitah? It's Eitzim Bi'alma. And for the Gemara, it's not a din in Eitzim. It's a din in Lachem Li'achla. That if it's similar to Achila, where the Hano'a and Bior come together as one, is a din of Shemitah. And that's why Lulav, the Hanoah, and the Beer take place simultaneously. It's a din of Shemitah. Bashenkin, other Eitzim, where the Hanoah only takes place after the Beer, no din of Shemitah. Freit Limura, for Ika Eitzim the Mashchan, Dana Asa Beer and Shabbat. What about those very oily pieces of wood that are so oily that people use them not only to go and burn, to produce charcoal and to produce fire to warm up the hearts and the home, but also for light? For those of you that have fireplaces in your homes, as you know, normally you light up the fireplace to give you heat, not to give you light. However, the Eitzim, the Mashkan, since they are so oily, they are similar to Shemen HaMishcha, Eitzim the Mashkan, and therefore people use them often for lighting as well. So as soon as you light up these Eitzim, it's already producing light, even though the heat hasn't come yet, and the charcoal is certainly only going to be minutes later, but the light that is produced by these Eitzim is already immediately. You have an awesome urine shava. Are you going to tell me about these Eitzim that the halacha should be, that there should be a din of Hilcha Shemitah? Amar Rava, Rava said, Stam Eitzim, it says, Yevil HaSaka Vivov L'chayr is a mistake, Stam Eitzim L'HaSaka Hein Oimdin, Eitzim B'derech Klal, even the oily Eitzim that produce light, when people light them, they don't do it for producing light. Because if you want to produce light, there are cheaper and more efficient ways of doing that. You go and light candles, you have a lantern. You don't take a big log and light it up to have light. The reason why you go and light these Eitzim is basically for the Hasaka, for the heat that is going to go and turn into charcoal. You'll be able to have to use that for cooking and for baking, and also the heat that is produced by the fireplace. So although it does produce light as well, that's considered to be so secondary to the major purpose and need for these Eitzim. So since the primary purpose of the Eitzim is for the fire, Ein Hanu'asun Bi'urin Shava, that's why there's no din of Shemitah on Stam Eitzim, including Eitzim the Mashkan, but there is a din of Shemitah by Lulavim, because there the Hanu'ah and Bi'ur come together at the same time. So this we answered our kasha. Zokti Mar, that you said about this Eitzim La'Sokah, and the Gemara, although it uses Eitzim La'Sokah, Rashi explains Lav Dafka. What the Gemara really means is this drasha that you just gave now of Lechem Li'Ochla, that the Hano'ah and the Biur have to be simultaneous. Says the Gemara, it's not so simple, because it's Tanoi. In fact, it's a Machloikis Tanoi. What's a Machloikis Tanoi? The sign. You cannot use Peder Shvias either for Mishra or for Kvusa. What means Mishra or Kvusa? Mishra means that you want to go and soak your flax to be able to process the flax into linen. Kvusa, of course, means Kvisa. They use that in modern day Hebrew as well. You go and use Kvusa means for washing clothing. Now, we are used to go and soaking flax in water or some other type of liquid. We do our laundry usually with some sort of water and detergent, but apparently you can also use wine for these purposes. Why do I say that? Because that's how Rashi learns Pshat in our Gemara. If you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, all the way down, says Rashi, "In moisim peir shvis lo yotoich mishra, lishrois pishton, to go and soak flax, b'yayin shol shvias, in wine of the Shemitah year." Wine? Can you imagine? V'lo l'kvusa, lichpois begodim, you're going to go and launder your clothing. You go and launder them, b'yayin shol shvias, in Shemitah wine. Okay, so now what happens if a person decides to do that? Says Rashi, that's a classic case of Ein Hana'osan Ubi'uran Shava. You don't have the benefit and the consumption simultaneously. Why not? So Rashi, Mishru Kvusa Hana'osan Achar Bi'uran. The Hana'ah only comes later. When is the beer? When do you consume the wine? Rashi says the first minute. From this point on, nobody's going to drink the wine. After you put the flax in and let it sit there for Shoachas doesn't mean necessarily an hour, but you know, for some period, if you just put the pishtun in, take the pishtun out, I want to drink the wine. Presumably, it wouldn't spoil the wine, you know, instantaneously. But if you leave it there for at least a few minutes or an hour, it will spoil it. And the same thing is, of course, if you are going to soak your begodim for purposes of laundry, it's going to ruin the wine. So the beer is almost instantaneous. Shoachas nisbayir of other life. Host wine, no more wine. When are you going to have the real Hanoah? I'm surprised Rashi says at Shibu Shabigodim, the Chayyut should say until the Begodim, for instance, are now clean, even if you only wear them a year later. But that's presumably what Rashi means when it becomes Ra'ui Lilbash, at the point that you're now able to go and and wear the clothing, now I have that hanot. The fact that it's being laundered, you know, at the moment it's all dirty, it's in the laundry, I have no hanot. When I get it back from the laundry, when I can go wear it, oh, now I have my hanot. And that's what the Gemara is saying, just like we had the drasha before of the chem, the achla, that the hanot and the beer have to take place at the same time, just like when you're eating. So back to the price, the sign. Hey, Moisim page 3 is the Mishnah, the Klusa. As these are Ketani Kama, and the Gemara is going to say in a moment, because he holds like what we just said now by the Ali Kanan and the Ali Kifan. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Moisrit, no, you can use the wine for Mishra and for Kvusa, it's not a problem. So if you might have a Tani Kama, what's the reason for the Tani Kama that Ein Moisrit? Diyama Kroli Achla, Vuloy the Mishra, Vuloy the Kvusa, it says the Achla, and not Mishra, and not Kvusa. The Gemara doesn't really explain yet the reason why. The Gemara will explain it in another couple of lines. My time is Rabbi Yossi. Omakro lechem, lechem lechol tzarcheichem. For everything. That's lechem, everything. Fafil lemishra lechvusa. Even for soaking flax and even for laundering of a garden. Great tomorrow, but Tana Kam, Hoksiv lechem, lechoyra. Rabbi Yossi has a good point. Lechem, lechol tzarcheichem. For everything. Ahu lachem dumya deli achla. Oh, like we said before, lishana osoi ubi urei shava yotzu mishra ukvusa shana osan acha biuran. Because the biur takes place almost instantly as you put the pishton or the clothing into the wine. The hanoah is only later on when you're able to wear the begodim. In the case of the pishton, after you finish processing it into the linen. So the hanoah is only going to happen later. The beer is going to happen much more quickly. And does of the Gemara that mishra ukvusa and asan acha biuran, and that's why the achla v'loy the mishra v'loy the kvusa. So it's not like a psafsaf halacha l'moish. We see no gzeira sakosiv the achla v'loy the mishra v'loy the kvusa. It has to do with this drasha that we said before. Lachem dumya de the achla. It's got to be hanoah ubir shav. Reb Yossi. Hoksiv the Achla, Lechoy the Tanakama has a good point. It says Liachla. Doesn't have to be Doima to Achila. Remember, Rabbi Yossi said you can be moiser the wine, the Mishal Lukasa. Says Riyosi, I also dash the Achla, but not to exclude Mishra and Kvusa, to exclude Melugma, was made Melugma. The last Rashi on the Omid, Melugma is Lirafua. You can go and use the, it has Kedusha Shvias if you're using it for Achila, but not if you're using any of the produce for Chas Shalom, someone who is sick and is using this as a medicine. Kiddushin, like it said in the Braisa, the Achla V'loy L'Melugma. Ata Oyma the Achla V'loy L'Melugma, Oyeme Ella V'loy L'Kvusa, and not for Mishra like we had before. Kishu Oyme Lachem Ha'L'Kvusa Omer. Lachem tells you L'Chol Tzarcheichem, even to go and wash your big garden. Hamani Mekayim the Achla V'loy L'Melugma. Aha. So what Rabbi Yossi is saying is, the word in the Torah is the Achla. The Achla is an exclusion that only for Achila and not for something else. At the same time, I have Lachem, that's Lachol Tzarcheichem, comes to include everything. So, I have now a tension between the Lachem, which is a Ribui, which is Marbe, comes to include, and the Achla, which is a Miyad, only the Achla. So how do I make these two consistent? Says the Gemara, I'm going to use the Lachem to include Kivusa, and I'm going to use the word Biachla to exclude Melugma. And the obvious question is, Mara Isa, Larabi Sisa Kivusa, Lahoitsi Isa Melugma. Maybe I should do it the other way around. Say Lachem comes to include Melugma, and say that Biachla, Veloy Lekivusa. So I'll tell you why. Mar Bani Isa Kivusa, Shishav Lechalada, Bichalada. Says the Gemara, I'll explain to you why. I have a ribuy and I have a miyut. I rather use the ribuy of lechem to include kvusa, because everybody in the world needs kvusa, needs to launder their clothing. Some people launder their clothing every day, and some people every other day, and some people unfortunately once a year. But those people that do it once a year, you know that they need it more than you and I, because unfortunately there's a bit of a smell. Anyway, the point of this is everybody needs to launder their clothing. And therefore, when it says in Torah Lechem that you can go and use Peder Shmita, Lechem Lechol Tzorcheichem comes to include not only to eat, but also to wander. However, I have the Ochla, which comes to exclude something, comes to exclude medicines, because medicines, Baruch Hashem, only a small percentage of the population needs medicines. It's not Shavu Lechol Adam, and therefore it makes more sense as a Yosi to include the Kvusa and to exclude the Melubba. Says Imar Matan Hotan Rabbanan, who's the Tana of the following brisa? Li Achla V'loy Lelugma, Li Achla V'loy Lezilof, Li Achla V'loy Lasis Memena Apik Toizin. Who is the Tana of this brisa? We'll explain Zilof and Apik Toizin in a moment. But obviously, since it starts off Li Achla V'loy Lelugma, Kiman Kira Biyosi. Obviously, it goes according to Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi is the one that said the Achla V'loy Lemalugma. Now, what are these other two terms? The Achla V'loy Lezilof. Zilof explains Rashi is that you have fancy schmancy people that after they finish eating, they want there to be a Reach Toiv. Just like today, you can go and buy in the drugstore, supermarket, you can buy these
incense candles.
Sorry?
The incense candles.
Incense candles. I was actually thinking of a spray. You have these sprays which are ear fresheners, right?
Yeah.
By ear fresheners, you can go and get all types of
closer,
wonderful scents. Scents from the Chweiss from Switzerland and from the Chweiss from Swaziland. All different types of wonderful scents. And it really will make the home smell delicious. Okay. So that's Lezilof. So you're using food items. For instance, you would take wine, assuming that the wine has a nice smell, and you would take the wine and kind of spritz it all over the house. It should have this nice aroma, a nice wine smell. The Ochlein Lasis Min Apiktoizin. Apiktoizin in Yiddish is called a brech mittel. What's meant a brech mittel? To brechen is unfortunately to regurgitate, or in plain English, to vomit. Mittel means a mechanism of inducing a person to regurgitate. Where does the word apiktoizin come from? It really happens to be a Greek word, but Chazal tried to use the Greek words and very often tried to shape them that they should sound like Aramaic words. So Rashi says that it's a mitrikun. You see Rashi in the fourth line, it's a Rashi tapes. The word apiktoizin is apik tfei zin, or tfei mozin. If a person ate too much, and after the meal is over, he says, I wish I could throw all of this up. I am stuffed. I can barely move. I won't be able to fit through the door. I ate too much. I wish I could throw it up. So that's apik. Apik means to reject or to eject. Tfei zon, tfei mozayim, too much food that was eaten. Zokti Gemara, that din of the ochlet applies to pay the shvias. You use it for normal achila. And we're not referring to people that are using it for either medicines or for an ear freshener or for a brech mittel to induce vomiting. So, get the mark of Yosi. The Rabbanon, like the Rabbanon, I would add another couple. Not only the Achla and Lugma, but also the Achla, the Mishra, the Kvusa, or Ikanami Mishra Kvusa. By the fact that the Braisa doesn't spell those out, only these. Therefore, it sounds like it's Rabbi Yosi and not the Rabbanon. It's a little bit of a chiddush that the Gemara is saying at this point, the Rabbanon ha'ikanami mishra chusa. On the Amud Aleph, it sounded like the Rabbanon are only excluding mishra chusa because they're not hanna'asan of urine shuv. And they weren't even talking about the inyan melugma. I don't know what the Rabbanon hold. Could be that they would hold that loch includes melugma. Lachem l'chol tzorcheichem. Maybe even melugma, even zilaf, even maybe atok. Maybe yom, maybe dish. Anyway, but the Gemara assumes that according to Rabbanon, we would exclude also Mishra Uklusa as well as Malugma, Zilof, and Apitoy. Perhaps they hold that these three things are also Ein Hana Osun Ubi Urin Shav. Because when you go and take your medicines, you consume the medicine immediately, but it doesn't have immediate effect. Medicine usually takes at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Some medicines take hours until they take effect. Zilof also, when you just start spraying, you don't feel the effect immediately. When it settles, nice aroma. Same thing with apiktoizin, when you go and take this, presumably it doesn't happen immediately. Anyway, the Gemara doesn't go into it, but this is a right term. You see, not like the Rabbah. Om Rebbe Lossi. Okay, so now we're going to start a new inyan. When it comes Shemitah year, you can take the Kedusha of Shemitah, which is on produce, and you can be machalal it. Mechal means like a lotion of pidyon, of redeeming it so that you can remove or try to remove the Kedusha. And we'll see in a moment whether you'll be successful or not, and about that. How do you effect that? Amr Ablata, Ancient Mechalelis, Ela Derech Mekach. The way that you can cry to Gomi Mechal Shvias is through purchasing. In other words, I go and buy any type of Peiros Shemitah. The money that I pay to the seller will now be imbued with Kedushas Shvias. And in fact, as we'll see in the Gemara a little bit further down, this will keep on going, second and a third and a fourth and a fifth level, all on the same level, but it will continue occurring. Gemara, for instance, will say, what happens if instead of using money, you use other food items? I bought Peiroi Shemitah produce, and I paid for it by paying with eggs. And then, now the eggs get a din of Kedushas Shemitah. Now what happens, the person that owns the Peiroi Shemitah, who sold it, now has the eggs, decides to go and sell that, and buy with it some meat. Then the Kedusha of the eggs, meaning the Kedusha Shemitah, which was originally on the original Peiros, which got transferred to the eggs, now we'll leave the eggs and we'll go to the meat. And from the meat, if you now do a barter of meat for fish, it's going to go to fish. But it's all because you're doing a derech mekach through at least a sale or a barter type of exchange. We're going to talk about this more on the back. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. You can be mechalel just like your poide, for instance, maaser shayni, that you have a whole pile of kedusha shviyas. And you say, well, this kedusha, these paid shemitah are worth $100. Here's $100 cash, and now mechal it on to the cash. So you can do it. It doesn't have to be dafka through mekach. It can be through a pigeon, through a chil. Frankly, when my time in the blazer, what's the reason for it? Blazer, the citizen of the pasuk. Shnas ayev alazois to shuvu ish alchuzas. The summer claim. The next pasuk right after says the chisimku mimkalam misach or economy an misach al toynu ish asach. The two halachas on the surface are totally unrelated. First pasuk Mishas Ayev Lazois to Shuvu is talking about Hilchois Yoivel, but Rashi says for our purposes here Yoivel and Shemitah are the same. And the next pasuk is talking about Hilchois Oinoa. You're not allowed to cheat someone. Chisimkru Mimkru Lamisecha, when you're selling something, Altoinu. Why do these two psukim come together? To tell you the years of Yoivel and Shemitah, the produce of those years, are similar to the din of Chisimkru Mimkru Lamisecha. What's the similarity? That the only way that you can be mechalel to pay the shemitah is derech mekach, through a transaction, through a sale, through a barter, through derech. That's the drush of Riblos. But Yochanan, on my time, with the base of Yochanan, says both derech mekach and derech chilul, the sin of pasuk, ki yoivel hi kodesh tiyolachem. It has kedusha. Ma kodesh be derech mekach, be derech chilul, avshir be derech mekach, be derech chilul. Just like, for instance, you want to be mechal hegdish, right? A person gave money for bedik habayis, so you can go and be mechal it. Even if you give not only money, if you go and give a table or chairs to bedik habayis, you can go the gabbai, the gizbar, can go and sell it and make money. He sells it back to the original owner, he can get it an extra choymish. He sells it to anybody else, he sells it whatever the market will bear. Same thing as if you have a carbon. Carbon, of course, you have to wait until it becomes a balmum. But once it becomes a balmum, you can machal it, you can be bode it, or you can go and sell it. Bein derech chilul, bein derech mek. Aha, frekdo Rabbi Yochanan, haiki simkru mimkru l'aysecha. My Ovid, like, what does he do? The smichas ha-psukim of Rebbe Lozer. Boy, like Rabbi Yochanan, baruch hanina, nesanya. This is a very famous chazal. Rashi brings it in Chumash, and the Gemara Maseches Erechin brings it like a half an omud. What does it say? The Brisa Zaniyah Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, Boyer'ei Kamei Kosha Av Koshel Shvias. Look how terrible it is, someone who violates even Avak. Rashi says the word Avak, which means dust, means not only the major, major Isurei Shemitah, but even the, if you will, the secondary, the more minor. Like the Gemara said the other day, Shiori Mitzvah. Here also we're talking about Avka Shel Shvias, the Shiori Mitzvah. Now why are we talking about Avka Shel Shvias? Why is this called Avak Shvias? So Rashi says because the major dinim are shviyas are that during the Shemitah year you're not allowed to work in the field, you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to prune. All those things you're not allowed to do Shemitah. Those are the heavy duty Shemitah halachas. Here we're talking about selling produce of Shemitah, which you're allowed to sell as long as you're selling small quantities, so that the amount that you're getting is less than 3 sudas for Shabbos, or if it's minam shumer, less than a chatzi iser, like we said yesterday. So therefore this is considered to be avak, and Rashi gives another couple of examples of avak. You have avak ribis and avak lashon hara, where it's not the major primary aveda, it's a kind of a secondary. So says the Gemara, Kama Kosha Avkash Shvius. Oh, the noise of Peder Shvius. What happens if a person, in fact, does sell Peder Shvita? And he sells a large quantity. And he takes that money because he wants Leschoyer to invest it and to hold it from the bank and all the rest. What happens? Lesoyf, unfortunately, this person will be punished. That he's going to lose his Parnasa. And he's going to Moichres, Metalkov, Eskelev, he's going to have to go and sell all of his portable items. Shenemar b'shnasa yev lazoyis teshuva nishal chosafsi. V'sa machlei v'simkin v'mim kolam yisecha ekonomi anem yisecha. Which you're talking about metalkalin. So if you're oiver on hilchois shmita, you're going to lose your property. And the goyimer says Rashi, because in the sechus erchin aruchi, the Gemara continues on, because right after that the next parasha talks about what happens if you go and sell real estate, that eventually you're going to have to sell real estate also as a punishment. And then afterwards it says you're going to have to sell yourself as an eved, and not only to a Jew, you're going to have to sell yourself as an eved to a goy, and not only to a goy, but to the avodah zarah itself. And it keeps on going, a domino effect, more and more, it gets worse and worse. If a person chas v'shalom is just oiver the lighter isurim of shmita, the avak shmita. Anyways, this is a kishmaka gemara, but the point is, says Reb Yoichanan, that's what I learned from the smichas apsukim, not the hilchois derech chilo, but I learned the hilchois don't violate avak shel shmita. Good. High crypt of Yechon may overlay. After all, Yechon put a pasik too. What did it say in the pasik? Koydish, ki oivel he koydish di olachav. And koydish, how you mechal koydish? Ben derech mekach, ben derech chilo. So the same thing should apply here too. Shmita may overlay. Boy, let me get a sign. You need it for a different rush. Ki oivel he koydish di olachav. Ma koydish toifes es domov, av shvies toifes es domeho. Just like koydish toifes es domov, Shmita is also toifes es domeho. Now what does that mean, ma koydish toifes es domov? That if a person goes and is mechalel hegdish, then the kedusha of the hegdish leaves the koydish, and it transfers to the money. Av shvies toifes es domeho. The kedusha shmita will also go and attach to the domen. So therefore, either the other food item that you've used for barter, or even money, will now be impressed with kedusha shvias. So he's saying, so what would be the halach about this kedusha shvias? Well, we know that there's a din of biur. Biur means that kala le chayim and asoda kalei le behemtecha min habayis, that there are certain time periods after which the farmers, the Bezdin, will tell you, from now on you can no longer hold on to this produce at home. You have to be mevayered. And in fact, every Shemitah, the Bezdin Eretz Yisrael, always gives out a calendar and says, you can eat and you can store in your home tomatoes until this day, and potatoes until this day, and lettuce and this and that, because after that is the Zman Bir. So here the money too, you'd have to be mevayered. Meaning that either you use that money to go and buy other food and consume it before the Zman Bir, or otherwise after the Zman Bir, you couldn't have enough from it any longer. So therefore, Shvias Tefesis Estabel. That's what I learned from the Kodesh. Good. So I have the Shita of Reb Lozer, I have the Shita of Reb Yoichanan. Reb Lozer holds you can only be Mechal through Mecca, and Reb Yoichanan can hold you can be Mechal both through Mecca and through normal Chilul. Tan Yikavosi Reb Lozer bring a right to Reb Lozer. Shvias Tefesis Domeh. Shnemar, Ki Yoivali, Koydish Tielecha, Ma Koydish Tefesis is Domeh, Vi Osir, Ashvias Tefesis Domeh, Va Asuro. Same that Reb Yoichanan just said, that Rabbi Yossi Reb Lozer said a moment ago.
So isn't it a kasha now, Rabbi Yochanan? I may stay on Rabbi Yochanan.
Well, that's why Rabbi Yochanan could have another price. So how would they answer? So machlokes is tanoim. He holds like this, he holds like that. Now, we haven't said this until now, but this is a very, very important halacha. And that is, this halacha is going to be similar to the din of Tmura. As you know, the Torah says you're not allowed to be meimer a korban onto chut. But what happens if you did it? You are partially successful. What do you mean partially? That the Kedusha gets taka transferred to the Chulin, but the Kodshim retains its Kedusha. So if the purpose of your transferring was to remove the Kedusha from the carbon, you have been very, very unsuccessful. But if the intention was to spread the Kedusha, you've been very successful, because the Kedusha is now not only on the first, but also on the second animal as well. So now we have the same concept over here, the Gabe Shmita. As was. Every time that you have Hegdish, if you are Mechalalit, what happens after that? The Koidish goes to Chulin. In other words, the Kedusha of the Hegdish leaves the Hegdish and jumps and is transferred to the money of Shviyas, Tefesis is the Mea. I would think the Yoitz is the Chulin. And now the original Shemitah produce is now like regular apples and oranges, because I sold it, I was Mechalalit. No, Tamaloyim. That's why the pasuk which we just quoted before. What was the pasuk? Ki yoivel he koydish tialachan. What is that? He come to tell you avyosatehei that it still remains koydish. What do you mean? Koydish, you can be mechal the koydish, and you're telling me he avyosatehei that it remains. Make up your mind. Okay, so lock up the Pesach Shviyas Basar. What happens if you took the Pesach Shviyas and you did a barter in exchange? You gave your Shmita Peiros to someone else for a piece of flesh, piece of meat. Eilu the Eilu Misbar and the Shviyas. Both of them have Kedusha Shviyas, the original Peiros and the Basar. So when it comes this Zman Biur for those particular Peiros, if this Zman Biur is Hanukkah, not only make sure that you eat those Peiros before, otherwise you have to be Malayr. Same thing will apply to the Basar. Can you imagine the Basar is now Ashtik Shmita? Look at the Basar Dogi. What happens if you didn't hold on to the Basar very long? You rather did a barter for someone else for fish. Yotze Basar, the Nichsu Dogim. Now the Basar goes back to its original status as Chulin, regular meat. And now the Dogim have Kedusha Shmit. Look at the Dogim Yai. What happens if you switch now the fish for wine? Yotze Dogim Nichnas Yayin. What happens if look at the Yayin Shemen? Yotze Yayin Nichnas Shemen. Okay, so what's the bottom line? Bottom line is Achroin, Achroin, not Chovid, but Achroin, Achroin, Nichnas Bishvias, the very final bartered item, retains or has Kedusha Shviyas. So in this multiple exchange that we started off from Peiros to Basar to Dogim to Yayin to Shemen, the Yayin will be the final one having this Kedusha Shviyas. Upriatzwe, and the first Peiros, that first one that we dealt with hours ago, days ago, weeks ago, they retain their Kedusha Shviyas. Priatzmai Osur.
But a Tamura, if you made a Tamura of a Tamura, it would extend it again. It wouldn't.
It can't be made in a Tamura. It only goes one time.
On one level. Okay.
One level. But here, what the Gemara is telling us is that you could be, in a sense, Meimer. You can continue being Mechalit one item after the other, after the other, after the other. But that final one is going to have the Kedusha Shviyas, as well as the very first one also retains Kedusha Shviyas. Good. Very, very fascinating. How is this a riot or blazer? Because each time we use the expression of loka. Okay, so loka prepared shvias, helem vespardin, loka babasid dogim, yotibas, loka be dogim, loka be yayin. What is all this loka business? Why don't we say I'm a chalit? I took $100 worth of payroids and I had $100 worth of basar and mechal one of the other. Then I took the $100 of basar and mechal it onto the fish and so on and so forth. Why are you lokach lokach? Tani lokach lokach. I'm there a mekachin der chiloi. The chayyus a shtarka raya. So Blazer, the only way you can mechal produce of shmita is through mekach, because of the pasuk ki simkru mimkru lamisecha. Because of that, the hekish the two psukim together.
Tani. You never
remove the kedusha shmita from the original produce. That always remains kedusha shmita. You better eat it quickly. Don't sell large quantities and be mevayered before the zman biur. Otherwise, you're going to have to be mevayered.
You're mechalal
a thousand times. It's a good shalom. It's like using a candle.
You don't have the power to do that.
You don't have the power. You have a candle which has a beautiful light coming up, and then you take that candle and you transfer the light to another candle, and then from another candle to another candle. The first candle will remain lit even though you transferred it. So here too, the first one.
The other candles don't.
Well, that's, in the case of the candles, they can all remain lit.
But they don't have to have to go there.
Anyway, so. Bottom line is, when it comes to Kedusha Shmita, it's different than Kedushas Kodesh, that you can never be mechalit, you can only expand and transfer. That's by the first one. By the second one, the third one, fourth one, you can transfer. And then it becomes totally nullified vis-a-vis the answer, the transferor. And it gets transferred, the transferee. Good. Why is that? Because of the pasuk of that it says, Yeh Kodesh, Ki Yovel, He. Kodesh Tielachem, He, Bab Yossi, Hey. This remains Kodesh, and but you continue transferring it from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. Tani Kibos, Rabbi Yechel, Rabbi Yechel, Rabbi Yechel, remember, Rabbi Yechel says, not only Derech Mekach, but also through normal Chilul. Oh, which thing the price? Echad Shviyas, Yechel, Masu, Sheini, Eschalden, Abhaim, Rechayim, Oyubin, Chayim, Bein, Shchutin, Diberem, Meir. We'll talk about the gzeir in a moment, but what do I see from the Lashon HaBrais? It's in the Vayis in Mischalelin, says Rashi. If you look at the Rashi, the third wide line down below Mischalelin, Mashma Derech Chilul Biptia through Poida. It sounds like your normal regular Chilul. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Elazar, I got a price like me. Don't that be lokach, lokach, lokach? It can even be through normal chilul as well. Now, when you're being mechalit, like we said before, you can mechal pay the shmita onto, for instance, basar and dogim and all the rest. So, b'maaseh sheni, you can also go and be mechalit. I won't talk about dogim, we won't get into that problem today. Echad shviyas, exactly. Echad shviyas, v'echad maaseh sheni, mechal bein mechay bo'oif. Bein chayim, bein shchutin. Now, shchutin is very easy. I have a piece of basar. We shechted the bein mechay bo'oif. And now I attempt to transfer the Kedusha Shmias from the Shmita to the Basar. It's partially successful because the Basar will get the Kedusha Shmias, but the original Peder Shmita remained with the Kedusha that we had all along. Rameyer says you can even transfer not only to the Basar, but even to our Leibendika, to Behem Mechayim, or Behem Chayim. Chom say, no, only Shchutin, but not Chayim. Why not Chayim? Not Minatoyra, but it's a Gzeira Shem Yigadol Mehem Ador. So it sounds like Minatoyra would work. You could go and transfer the Kedusha from Peiris Shemitah and a live animal that's walking down the street. You now have Peiris Shemitah Kedusha. Why can't you do it? It's a Gzeira. What's a Gzeira? Shem Yigadol Mehem Ador. What's the problem? Shem Yigadol Mehem Ador is a trash. Because if you're going to go make Leibidik and Behemis, you're eventually going to come into potential violations of Hilchos Maaseh Sheni and Hilchos Shmita. What's the violation? Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, all Trumas and Maishas, there's a Zman Biur in the third year. You have to go and eat a Vichalta, Meshem Lekecha, Shana Shana. You're supposed to eat your Maishas that year. If you leave it out to next year, it's okay, but if you wait till a third year, then you have to do your Bia Maisis, and then you have to go and say Biartis HaKodesh Menabayis V'gam Besat Lulevi, etc. You have to do Bia. It's easy to go and do Bia if you're talking about Maiser Sheni food or Maiser Sheni money. Go to Yerushalayim, eat the food, or take the money and buy food items, and if it's too much for you, give it to the Aniya Yerushalayim, give it to your friends, anybody, and let them all eat it. That's fine. However, if you're going to go and have Leibidika animals, what are you going to do with all of that? Potentially you can go and shech them all before this month. You can. But if you're making a ganza, we're nervous that you're not going to go and shech them all. After all, the whole purpose of being Megadim and Adonim is to have a nice flock and lots of animals. So therefore, don't. That's the Gabi Mas Sheik. Shmiti have the same concern. Number one, this man beer of Shmita, which would apply to the payers and apply to the animal. But over and above that, we said before the achel of loy the schoira. Although you're allowed to go and sell small quantities of payers shmita, but not large. Anything more than 3 sudas min Shabbos, we said, is prohibited. That's when it's min amufker, min amashumer, up to a half an isser. So what do I see from that? I see from that very clearly that you're not allowed to do schoira. So Rashi said yesterday, schoira means that you want to build a shtickel empire. Meaning you go and sell large quantities of Peder Shmita, you put in your bank account, and you let it go and earn interest today of 0.00001, and then the bank charges you for the pleasure of holding on to your money, and so therefore you ultimately lose money. But the point is, if you're going to go and take the Kedusha Shmita and impress it on animals, these animals, the purpose of being Megadol Ben Adorim, so not that you're necessarily going to be Megadol Ben Adorim, but I'm afraid if you're going to transfer the Kedusha to Behem Chayv, you might have the thought, you know what, I don't have to shech it immediately. I'll let it grow and let it have some children. So al zag zayda, they said the kedusha would not be chal. So shchut and salin al chayin eitz. Now Omer Rava says Rava about this last halacha that we just talked about. There's a machlokes with Meir and the Chacham whether you can be machal on behema chay ve'oyz chayin. Right? There's a machlokes. The Meir says you can be machal chay ve'oyz chayin. Chacham say no because of the gzeira. Omer Rava machlokes bischarin. The machlokes is they're talking about that the animal is a zochar. Because of this gzeirah, obviously the female animals is a much greater likelihood that they will procreate, that they're going to have more kids. Zchorim can't have more kids. I mean, they can impregnate the mekevis, but they themselves can't have more kids. So what's the svara of this zchorim yikarim in adorim? Says Rashi, out a gzeira or to mekevis. In other words, once they made a gzeira, it sounds almost like a gzeira gzeira, because the whole opinion is gzeira shemigadol mehen, and that's why mekevis. And now you're going to say zchorim. So you have to say kula chod gzeira, that when they made the gzeira, they said that makes no difference. All animals don't be mechal on animals because shemigadol mehen. Adar. That we said is a machloikis between the Chachamim and Nachachamim, Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yoichanan, whether you can be machalal only through Mekach, according to Rabbi Lozer, or through Mekach or Chil, according to Rabbi Yoichanan. We just brought a brayse, a raya to Rabbi Lozer, a raya to Rabbi Yoichanan, from Ravashi machloikis be pre rishoy. Here we're talking about the very first pay. In other words, the original peiros shmita. Says Rav Lozer, the only way you can be mechalit is through the mecher, because it says chisim kum mecher lalisach. Alba prisheni. Once you've transferred the kedusha to peirisheni, the bosser or the dogim, through your mekach, the rakol v'derech mekach v'derech chilo. Then at that point, everybody would agree that you can do it. Either, in other words, to transfer from number 2 to number 3, or 3 to 4, etc. Here you don't have to do Derech Mekach anymore. You can do a Derech Chilol. Aye. But the Torah didn't say in the Braisa, Lokach, Lokach, Lokach. That was the whole riot to the Blazer. Then I Lokach Peiros, and I bought Basar. And Lokach Basar, and bought Dogim, and then Fish, and then Yayin, and then Shemin, etc., etc. So it uses Lokach each time. It sounds like the Derech Mekach keeps on going and going, and no Chilol. You're right. I did the Tana Reisha, Lokach, Tana Nana, Seifa Lokach. Even though you could have transferred the Kedusha further through a Chil from pre-Sheni and on, nevertheless, since we use Lokach, for consistency and style, we say again, Lokach, 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 but Lav Tavka, says Rav Lozer, even according to me, that says you can only be Mechal through Derech Mekach Chomemker, that's only be pre-Rishoin. But pre-Sheni, I agree to Rav Yoichanan, you can be Mechal either through Mekach or through Chil, and in the we're going to continue right to tomorrow. Oh. Any questions on my side? Have a wonderful day. Nitchim tomorrow will start hopefully at 7:45, maybe even a couple of minutes before. But you can come on 7:40 is not better because since there's no Kriyas HaTorah tomorrow, Nitchim hopefully will be finished already before 7:40. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi says, I give it. Shkoya.
Jimmy, you're very sporty today.
Yeah,
hold on. Sure. I don't know if I can go right there.